From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. An interim nuclear agreement between Iran and six major powers will be extended through Friday to provide more time for talks on a final agreement, the United States said Tuesday. We have made substantial progress in every area, but this work is highly technical and high stakes for all of the countries involved, said U.S. delegation spokeswoman Marie Harf. We are frankly more concerned about the quality of the deal than we are about the clock, Harf's statement said. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said earlier to Tuesday, we are interpreting in a flexible way our deadline, which means that we are taking the time, the days we still need to finalize the agreement. Greece is facing a critical moment Tuesday, with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras trying to convince its 18 neighbors in the Eurozone to cut Athens' massive debt and hand it more bailout loans to keep the country from running out of cash and possibly exiting the currency block. Greece has amassed $350 billion of debt over 5 years, but Mr. Tsipras's call to write off about $100 billion of that was rebuffed, even as key European officials arrived in Brussels ahead of a pivotal European Union summit on the Greek crisis. Slovakian Finance Minister Peter Kazimir said, "Personally, I am skeptical a deal will be found." German Chancellor Angela Merkel, speaking Monday in Paris alongside French President François Hollande, said the conditions for a new Greek bailout package have not been met. Without a deal, analysts say the crisis could force Greece from the 19-nation euro currency bloc. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama's top military officials go before lawmakers Tuesday to discuss the strategy for fighting the Islamic State group, a day after Mr. Obama said that effort would be long, hard-fought, and require more than American military might to win. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey will testify before the Senate Armed Services Committee. They appeared at a similar hearing of the House Armed Services Committee last month, where Carter said Iraq had not brought in enough military recruits to train against the militants. Mr. Obama met with Secretary Carter and top military commanders and intelligence officials Monday at the Pentagon, where he pledged to defeat the Islamic State group without dragging America into another ground war. Monday's meeting followed a weekend of intensified airstrikes by a U.S.-led coalition against the militants, who have taken control of large swaths of northern and western Iraq and eastern Syria. The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 2.25 million South Sudanese have become displaced since fighting between government and rebel forces erupted in December 2013. It says the number of internally displaced refugees is growing as fighting continues. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
As South Sudan marks its fourth anniversary of independence, people are being forced every day to flee their homes because of this young country's raging civil war. The United Nations reports 1.5 million people are internally displaced, and more than 730,000 people have sought refuge in four neighboring countries. UN refugee spokesman Adrian Edwards says no political end to this conflict is in sight.
Recent weeks have seen an escalation of violence in Unity and Upper Nile, increase in human rights violations and abuses have contributed to additional displacement.
Aid agencies are racing against time to prevent the spread of cholera up the Nile River in South Sudan, especially during the rainy season. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Britain is marking the 10th anniversary of the deadly Islamist suicide attacks on London's public transport system. 52 people were killed on July 7, 2005, when four young British men set off bombs in three subway trains and a bus during the morning commute. Prime Minister David Cameron bowed silently Tuesday before laying a wreath in Hyde Park, where a memorial has been set up to honor the victims. And Pope Francis will spend the second day of his three-nation South American tour holding an open-air mass in Ecuador's capital of Quito Tuesday. Hundreds of thousands of the faithful are expected to gather in Quito's Bicentennial Park to hear the pontiff. The 78-year-old Francis spent Monday holding an open-air service where he offered both prayers and praise for the institution of families. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.